welcome to another edition of The Broadcast. And I'm Vicky Barcelona. And with me, as always, is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah, before we get into today's shenanigans, what is our contact info?
Well, we have an Instagram. It's The Broadcast 999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029. Or you can email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
We did get a text.
Oh.
And it's from Carly.
Carly.
It says, "Hey, guys. I was so bummed not to see Vicky at the roast, but I'm glad you had so much fun on your trip. Sarah, you killed it and you looked fantastic."
Aw, thank you!
The roast was so much fun and my face hurt from laughing so hard. After 2+ years of COVID life, it was much needed and appreciated. For me, the most memorable part was when I was taking a picture with Ted and my husband blurted out that Ted is my hall pass, and I think I almost died of embarrassment. My husband said, "It's fine, Ted. We're both bald and have beards. We totally look alike." But when he stood up at 6'4" and towered over him, Ted told him that he can go F off. Anyways, love you guys so much. You keep me going at work all day.
Oh, Carly. Yay, Carly, that's awesome.
That's too funny.
That's hilarious.
It's a little weird sometimes when people come up to me and they're like, "Yeah, you're my hall pass."
Do people say that to you?
I've not recently, obviously, because it's COVID time, but I remember a few times where somebody has said that to me and I'm like,
"You're what do you say to that?" Is the wife next to them?
Sometimes, like, maybe not like listening to the conversation, but just nearby.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh.
You're like, does she know that?
Right.
Did you make up your own hall pass?
Right. Because, like, that would be the worst. Like, you think you're, like, celebrity status in someone's eyes, but then maybe their spouse doesn't think you're a celebrity status.
So, like,
it's like, it's not a celebrity hall pass. It's just a random person. I don't know. Like, I thought that, like, where's the line?
Usually the hall pass is agreed upon, but, like, your hall pass can be whoever. Right?
I mean, I feel like... Like when people
say, well, I guess not, because what if, like,
hall pass usually means
your
celebrity
friend or something?
Yeah. I think celebrity hall pass usually means a celebrity, but I feel like if any celebrity, like if Betty White was still alive and she's just like, "You," it's like, "You know what? You weren't my hall pass. I designatedly picked, but my wife cannot get mad at me. It's like, I had the chance to bang Betty White."
Okay, I thought you were talking about yourself at first. But I was like, "Okay, Vicky,
I was pretending
Vicky wants to bang Betty White."
I was pretending to be the dude in the situation. Like,
oh,
I was like a wife. It's like, "Honey, I did it just to say I did."
I feel like a hall pass usually is someone who your significant other knows that's never going to happen. So really, it's kind of a compliment. You know, like, they are like, "Vicky, you're my hall pass because I know you'll never sleep with me because you're too good for me."
I'll take it as a compliment. I'm curious to see, what do you guys think it means to be a hall pass? Like, what are the rules? Do you have a hall pass? Who is it? Like, what's it? I need more information.
Is it actually really a hall pass? You know what I mean? Like, of course you have that conversation. Like, J-Rubs and I have that conversation. Like, we have our hall pass list or whatever. And
okay.
We're like, "Oh, yes, absolutely." Like,
do you have it topped? Like, is it a continuous list or is it like 5 max and then you switch them out? Kind of like on Friends.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of just like, I mean, I probably have like, I know at least 2 of mine. I know 1 of his, but obviously if there was like, if one, he was like, "Oh, that should be my girl too," I'd be like, okay. But in my mind, I'm like, "Bitch, that's never gonna happen." Like, his Taylor Swift. Bitch, Taylor Swift is never gonna ask you to come make sweet love to her. She's never gonna ask you to do that. She's never gonna write a song about, you know what I mean? Like, in my mind, I'm like, I know it would never happen. But then I think about, what if, like, for just in some weird, like, would I get upset about it? But I couldn't, because I agreed. It's his whole past.
Right.
You know? But
right?
In my, I'm like, it's never gonna happen. That's why I'm like, I'm so cool with being cool with it, because it's so far from reality.
See, I've had this note in my phone for almost like about 10 years almost now. And it was an ex-boyfriend came up with this. He taught me this, and he would do this as an icebreaker. And it was, you would ask a person, like, you're trying to break the ice, and it's
like
a
at a party or something.
Like at a party.
Okay.
It's like, okay, what would be your top 5 celebrities be? Like, almost like a hall pass. If you're single, who would you, for your top 5 be? Like, you would want to make sweet love with.
Top,
you know?
5, that's a lot.
Right. It gets people thinking. And then once people would answer, like, oh, yeah, like, if they're straight, they'd be like, "Oh, here's my top 5 dudes or my top 5 girls."
So what you're saying is you have a list.
I do. But then, like, once they answer the question, then you have to give top 5 of the opposite sex.
Oh.
That's where you kind of break the ice. You think about it.
God, if you,
I do
if
have
you
my have, list.
So you have both lists.
Yes.
There is this one bitch that's going to be on your list, and I'm going to be mad about it. I already know. But do the men first, and then the females.
Okay. Tom Hardy.
Oh, yeah.
Ewan McGregor.
Okay.
Tom Hiddleston.
Okay.
James McAvoy.
I'm trying to picture
him. He's Professor Xavier. He was in Split. Mm. He was the young Professor Xavier in the X-Men movies. In Joe Gilgun, he played Rudy in Misfits, and he was also...
Oh, yeah.
He was Cassidy in Preacher, mostly because I had a dream about him, and I was like, okay, I'm putting you on my list.
I've been recently...
I was going to say, he looks just like somebody I would have dated in high school, like my high school boyfriend. He looks very similar. Like the skinny, tattooed...
Kind of awkward.
Awkward, like, body, but kind of inappropriate. Like, yeah, he's very much my high school boyfriend.
I've been recently binge-watching some Marvel movies, so I would... I don't even necessarily... Oh, I mean, he can be the actor, but I just want him... I want Thor.
You want him in the outfit?
Yes. Oh my God, yes. I've been so...
Do you want funny Thor, fat Thor, or like more serious Thor?
I don't know. Oh, I kind of want both. I kind of want like the beginning with like his long hair.
Well, because he's got long hair again.
Well, yeah, but I did like it. I surprisingly liked it when he chopped it off too. Mm. So, but I want his whole outfit.
Right.
Oh my God, girl. And it's so tough because I've been watching them with my fiance, right? But right. I can't help myself sometimes with the ooh and the ah and the just like, oh, Thor, take me now. So, but it would be Thor. Okay. I mean, he's hot as an actor just as he is, but like, I want him all dressed up.
I see. I would want Thor, but I want the like silly personality, especially if you've seen the new Thor trailer.
Yeah.
He looks so like he's a dork. Like, and I freaking
but
love
a really
that.
Sexy
he's a very
dork.
Sexy dork. Woo! That is a good one.
Okay, who are your females? If this one girl's on it,
I think I know which one you don't like. Jennifer Lawrence.
Yes, her. No!
Really? I thought it was gonna be Kat Dennings.
Oh. No! Which one's Kat Dennings?
She was also she was in WandaVision. She was also in Thor. She played like Natalie Portman's like side intern or whatever.
Oh, the brunette.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no. People think she's annoying, but I like her.
I love her. And she's like curves and lips for days.
Dude, I cannot stand J-Law.
Really?
I cannot stand it. We had a topic on the main show today, and that was almost going to be my answer.
Oh, like, my answer for the topic for the main show today was Taylor Swift.
Was it really? That's so funny.
I hate
These
her.
Are the two we will not. Yeah, it's the what something that was overhyped. What does
like,
everybody
overrated.
Love, but you think is overrated? And I was going to say J-Law.
I think Taylor Lawrence is.
You mean Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
Taylor Lawrence. You combine the two.
Right. Yeah, I think Taylor Swift is. Like, people are like, but she's a good, like, a singer, and she writes her own songs. I'm like, good for her. I'm not saying she's a bad singer.
Yeah, I mean, and she's probably great. I mean, she's a great
she's
actress.
She's a phenomenal actress. It's just something, like, you're like, when you see their face or hear them talk, it's like nails on a chalkboard. For no reason. I have no reason.
I know.
But I can't stand Taylor Swift. But I do love Jennifer Lawrence, Kat Dennings, Florence Pugh. She's, like, my new main one.
Okay.
You know who she is, right? She was in Black Widow.
Oh, is she sister, the sister? Yeah.
Yelena. She's so pretty.
She's really pretty. She's funny, too.
She's like, I feel like that's what I
and
want.
And like a bad bitch.
That's what I want. Like if one of these were going to be like my hookup or like my girlfriend or whatever, like I feel like Florence Pugh would be like the perfect amount of like silly, like let's eat junk food together, but then like super badass, can protect me.
Yeah.
But also like super hot and we could make sweet, sweet love all night.
Oh, yeah.
Like Olivia Wilde is high up, like has been on my list for a long time, but I feel like... She's close to getting replaced. Like, I don't know. Like, in general, like, I feel like I don't really see much of her anymore.
Well, it's so funny because for me, when I think of when I was doing my like dudes list in my mind, I'm like, I mean, personality, but I'm like very much like looks wise. Mm-hmm. Who would I want to just slam me up against a wall? Mm-hmm. But when you said think of girls, my mind was like, oh, well, who's pretty, but who's actually cool? Like, who would I want to hang out with, too? Like, I didn't think of that at all with the guys.
Well, yeah, because with the guys, it's like, you know. Chances are, like, I feel like there's more chances of just do it, like, you know, hitting it, quitting it, because they're dudes.
Yeah, but
for some reason,
I
like,
want a
girls,
girl to throw me up against a wall, too.
I mean, me too.
But, like, I went to, like, well, who's pretty, and, like, who would be a cool person to just chill with?
Oh, and Emilia Clarke.
Where's she from?
She was Daenerys in Game of Thrones.
Oh,
the
okay.
Girl.
The blonde. Okay. Oh, interesting.
Because, like, I've watched her interviews. Like, she's kind of, like, she's super sexy, but she's also, like, she's got this very sweet thing about her. Like, very endearing. I don't know. Like, you know, it's like, I want to add Jason Momoa on my list, but I don't want to cut any of these guys out.
Oh, Jason. I'm surprised Jason Momoa's not on
He
your
was,
list,
but, like,
dude.
I had that dream about Joe Gilgun recently, and it, like,
I would
ignited.
Even have Jason Momoa, woo, even as Aquaman. Let's go.
To
be
fair.
Be that fish.
To be fair, your boyfriend could dress up as Jason Momoa, like Aquaman.
Ooh, he could.
He does have that vibe. He's got that aesthetic.
He does.
I found your Maybe. Halloween costume.
Babe, we better start working out now.
And you're your own Hera. You're not Amber Heard's Hera.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you're your own.
Yes, yes. I think... I mean, I feel like he'd be fine with the girls because I was going to say 10 is a lot for your what is it called? Celebrity list.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot.
But it adds to the, like, even if you happen to be straight, it's like, okay, like, kind of think outside the box.
Yeah, I'm trying to see the dude's answers on that.
Yeah. So maybe go home and ask J-Rubs, like.
Like, okay, I know some of your girls, but who would your dudes be?
Like, and even, like, if sometimes they have a hard time kind of getting past that, you could even say, like, your top five dudes that, like, you would want to, like, hang out with.
I'd be like, Thor, babe. Thor.
For me.
Because I'm going to be there, too.
But moving on, I actually did plan for something a little different today.
Oh, exciting.
It's not an Am I the A-hole story, which I very much love.
I love those.
But I found something kind of fun in the sense of we don't really think about it until we become adults.
Oh, no. And it's going to make us feel old?
No, not necessarily. But a lot of these people, they felt old in this article. And it's adorably naive music fans share the songs that seemed innocent but were actually wildly inappropriate.
Oh, I know one exactly.
All right. Which one? I'm scrolling.
It's got to be on there because, I mean, I realized it obviously maybe early, late teens, but I loved the song Barbie Girl.
Oh,
loved
it's
it.
Not on this
it's
list.
It's not.
But no, yeah.
Oh my gosh! It says like I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world. Undress me everywhere.
I mean, like, as a little kid, you thinking like, yeah, that's what I do with a Barbie. Like, yeah. I dress her up whenever I want. Like, I'll
I don't
my
even
cousin's
think
house.
I knew it said undress me everywhere.
Really? I knew. I just assumed like you buy all the dresses for the Barbie. Of
you
course, you're undressing
it, you
dress and
dress
them up.
Oh, you're so cute.
Like, yeah. I mean, that song came out when we were little kids.
Man, I loved it. Karaoke's, I danced to it all the time. I'd make up dances to it, and like, I wonder what the parents were just like, oh, they're so precious and young. Little do they know what this song means.
Which is funny because there's a song on here from when we were probably around that same age group.
Okay.
And it was one of those, like, I kind of knew it, but I didn't because it's in a language that most people don't speak. It's Spanish.
Oh.
The song is The Macarena.
Oh, wait. I don't even... Is that inappropriate?
Yeah.
Really? One magatu, my thing, na-na-na-na.
Baila tu cuerpo, alegría, Macarena. Macarena, I believe, is the name of the girl. I don't remember all the lyrics, but here is the translated lyrics.
Oh, man. Is this going to... I didn't even know this was inappropriate.
So someone writes, just discovered that the Macarena song is about cheating on your boyfriend in a threesome with two of his friends that... What the hell?
What? Wait, okay, so you knew...
I knew it was dirty. Like, I knew it was about, like, a woman and, like, somebody finding her attractive. But as a little kid, maybe I didn't understand the threesome
something. You can understand
it. Yeah.
But, like, as you got older, you realized.
I was just like, it's even dirtier. Because I knew it was, like, about somebody liking somebody.
Oh.
But it's the lyrics translated that they posted a picture of. But don't you worry. Oh, it freaking stop. Okay. But don't you worry about my boyfriend. He's a boy whose name is Vitorino. I don't want him. Couldn't stand him. He was no good. So I, ha ha ha. Now, come on. What was I supposed to do? He was out of town and his two friends were so fine.
Dude, that's wild. Oh my gosh. And we're doing the little like one hand, two hand, flip it around. Oh, now you cross and you put it on your head.
Oh my God. I didn't know there was a song to like know the
no,
dance
it isn't.
Moves.
I just made it up.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Thank you. Hey, Macarena.
Yeah, it's like, oh, they put it in English here too. It's like, dale a tu cuerpo alegría, Macarena. It's like, give your body happiness, Macarena. Your que tu cuerpo es para darle alegría y cosa buena, because your body is to give happiness and good things.
Jeez, I wonder if like my parents or like my friend's parents who didn't know Spanish knew what this song was about.
Like I remember hearing people say, "Oh yeah, no, it's dirty" or something, but like not really understanding why. I just assumed because they didn't know the language, they assumed it was dirty. That's a lot of it. Like, there was a song, it was called, like, do you remember the Less Ketchup or whatever?
No.
Like, say, ah, hey, ha, ah, hey.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I remember my church was like, every time they do that, they are, you know, praising out to their dark lord or whatever. Like, it was supposed to be some sort of spell or some crap. It's like, really? That's what I assumed.
That was all made up, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like black shoelace or what? Red shoelaces are the devil. Zigzags in your hair are the devil because it's like the S for Satan. I'm like, but it's a Z. Like, what the F?
You look so dramatic.
Right. So that's why I just assumed. I'm like, it's not dirty. You're just being dramatic.
Wow. I really, wow, my mind's blown. Okay. Well, I'm 30 years old and I finally know that the Macarena is naughty.
All right. The first one on this list, I always assumed it was dirty, but not for this reason. Huh. I totally got the lyrics wrong. Poker Face by Lady Gaga.
So, well, I always thought it was poke her face.
Yes.
Yeah, which
that's what I thought it was.
But it's like a poker chip.
Yeah, like, and face. I thought that was just like the way around it. Like, oh, it's called Poker Face, but it's really poke her face. But that's actually not what it's about. She actually said it's about having sex with a man while she's thinking about a woman.
What?
Yeah, so there's a hidden lyric behind it, and she confirmed it. So that's why she has her poker face pretending to like the sex with a dude.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I wonder if, like, the music video is, like, you know, like, leads to that. Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the music video? It's, like, when she's jumping out of the pool and stuff. It was just very dancey, so I don't think it really had much of that.
Wow. Now interesting.
Can't read my, don't read my poker face.
She's got no one on it. I honestly have no idea what she's saying.
Right.
I just say,
I'm thinking of Cartman's version.
Does it sound like that?
Kind of the way you did it. Yeah, because it's a lot of ma-ma-ma-ma. I want to hold them like they do in Texas, please. Fold them, let them hit me. Raise it, baby, stay with me. Love, game, intuition, play the cards with spades to start. And after he's been hooked, I'll play the one that's on his heart.
Oh.
I'll get him hot, show him what I've got. Can't read my poker face. She's got me like nobody. Okay. She's got me like nobody. Like that.
Okay, Lady Gaga. I see what you're trying to do here. I'm not that like intelligent to read that much into lyrics, so I would have never figured this out, but I like it.
Okay. I can kind of, yeah, I would not have assumed that.
We thought it was poke her face. Where our minds go.
I mean, side note, I'm getting an ad for this and I forgot. I don't know if I mentioned this on the last episode when we were in New Orleans. I tried something for the first time that I think is going to be like the new, what the heck are they called? I keep thinking Truly, but the other, White Claw.
Oh, it's like a different seltzer?
Not necessarily a seltzer, but like the new fad drink, I should say.
Oh, okay.
It's called Cutwater.
It's
like a cocktail in a can. Yeah,
they have them around here.
Yeah, I never saw them until the girls bought some, and I was like, these are pretty awesome.
I have one in my fridge. I've never tried it, though.
Which flavor? We had
vodka, the ginger beer vodka.
Oh, like, vodka mule.
Moscow mule.
Vodka mule.
Something mule.
Yeah, Moscow mule or Kentucky mule.
Yeah.
We had a bunch of the margarita kind, and they were really good. I think we had like a mango one or something.
Oh, that sounds good.
Maybe it was it might have been a different brand, but it was the same idea.
So you mentioned it one time, and now it's like, buy me.
Well, because I was talking to my best friend over the weekend about it, and she's like, oh, yeah, they're everywhere. I'm like, cool, because I've been looking for them. I can't find them.
She said, like, I didn't know they existed on this side of the world.
Right. I went to Walmart, and I went to Safeway and they didn't have them, so I gotta find. She said all the other stores do have them, so I'll have to take a peek.
Yeah, girl.
So if you guys haven't tried it, try it and let me know.
Cut water.
And if you guys have tried them, what are your favorite flavors?
Yes.
Okay, moving on to number three. This one I knew all this time that it was dirty. And it wasn't, these aren't even the right, like, I hate that they put in Justin Bieber as, like, the singer, but he wasn't the OG one. He just did a cover. It was Despacito.
Oh, yes, but let's get real. As someone who doesn't listen to a lot of Spanish music, I know Despacito because of the Biebs.
Yeah, it's like, there was a time when literally everyone who didn't speak Spanish played Despacito nonstop.
Oh, for sure.
Someone says, my poor parents had to listen to me singing Despacito, Spanish, our main language.
Oh, yeah. I mean, even the people who don't know Spanish, a.k.a. me, if something's in Spanish and we love the song, we're going to pretend we know Spanish for the song. What is it about? Just like banging a girl?
It's about sex. You're telling me Walmart once made a Spanish language commercial with this playing in the background. It made me ask myself, what the hell do the dirty sexual things that Juan wants to do with his girl fit into the idea of a nice Christmas family dinner? And then they did a meme with Justin Bieber, Google's Despacito remix lyrics English translation. So it was about sex, not Doritos.
I mean, hey, sometimes they're equally as yummy.
So I'm now, I only have the Macarena theme in my head, so I'm trying not to sing the Despacito with the Macarena beat.
Hey, Despacito.
It's like, you know that I have a while, like, watching you. I have to dance with you today.
Stalker.
Right. Que tu mirada ya estaba.
Despacito.
I could see that your look at me was already calling to me, show me the way that I want to go.
I can see how this would fit, like, with Doritos. It's okay.
I think it's because people thought Doritos. I don't know. That would be my guess.
I love that. If they haven't done a commercial like that, oh man.
Give it a few years. Because I'm now hearing all the songs that we used to, like.
It's so bad.
Like, it wasn't even like twerking or anything. It might have been like grinding and like crunking or whatever.
Yeah,
in, like, middle school and high school. And I'm hearing those same songs we used to dance to on like Bounty commercials.
Bounty commercials, on like a grocery commercial.
Right.
Like,
I think it was like a Ludacris song that I just heard playing on like a commercial, like a grocery store
the
ad.
Popular low, 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 low.
Yeah.
Apple bottom jeans.
Jeans, boots with the fur.
But they're talking about like prices at the grocery store being low.
Right. So that's why I'm like, give it a few more years, then Despacito will be on that one. You don't know much about Eric Clapton, do you?
Not really.
So the song Layla, apparently it's about wanting to nail George Harrison's wife.
That's hilarious. Is her name Layla? I hope so. I hope he didn't even like cover the name up. Like,
no, it's I remember reading about how badly he wanted Patty Boyd and developed a heroin addiction when he couldn't have her. Then he finally nabs her, and then he knocks up his mistress. I've never understood this.
Wow, that's a way more wild, crazy story than I thought.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Mm. You know the Hallelujah song by Leonard Cohen?
The like kind of slow one.
Yeah. It's like
The
one that was in Shrek. I knew that was not a religious song. I always just assumed it was very much like the Take Me to Church song by Hozier.
Oh, yeah.
So the Take Me to Church song is about something completely different, but I always thought it was about being in love with a dominatrix.
Oh. How'd you think of that?
Okay, let me pull up the lyrics. But like,
take me to church. I like that. I really thought they just wanted to, I don't know, go to church.
No, hold on.
I guess I really don't read into these lyrics much.
I make a music video in my head when I listen to them.
And then sometimes you actually watch it and it gets ruined, doesn't it?
Or you actually just read the lyrics for reals. It's like, my lover's got humor, she's the giggle at a funeral. I always thought it said she used to giggle at a funeral. Not she's the giggle at a funeral.
Mm.
But knows everybody's disapproval. I should have worshipped her sooner. If the heavens ever did speak, she's the last true mouthpiece. Every Sunday's getting more bleak, a fresh poison each week. We were born sick. You heard them say it. My church offers no absolution. She tells me worship in the bedroom. The only heaven I'll be sent to is when I'm alone with you. I was born sick, but I love it. Command me to be well. Amen. Amen. So I always assumed it was like taking this girlfriend who was very clearly a dominatrix kind of bondage, like she was your mistress, master, whatever.
Yeah.
And like everybody just being super disapproving of the relationship, but he was like super like her pet, her submissive.
Oh, whoa.
And like his only like his real church is being with her while she dominates him.
Dang, I like your idea of it.
But like the actual meaning behind it's a lot like more depressing.
Is it about her dying?
No, it's something about, because he's from Ireland, I believe. And I think it was something along the way, like something about like heterosexual and homosexual, like, and the religion, like being against homosexuality, something along those lines.
Oh. Like, so it was way deeper than even what you thought.
Right. So I was wrong.
Oh, well.
Let's
take me to church.
Yeah. But, I mean, I like my version, too. I would definitely do a music video for it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But, I created a lot of controversy because people are like, what? It says, he said, I found the experience of falling in love or being in love with was a death in every way. You can watch yourself die in a wonderful way and experience for the briefest moments. If you see yourself in a moment through their eyes, everything you believed about yourself gone. So like he has really full on explained it. But he said that the music video criticized the representation of gay people in Russia. That's what it was.
Whoa.
Growing up in Ireland, the church is always there. The hypocrisy, the political cowardice. The video has the same theme, an organization that undermines humanity.
Dang. That had a lot of meaning then, that song.
Yeah. So that's very different than what I thought.
Very, very different. Opposites.
A little bit. I'm trying to go back to what we were talking about. But
I thought of another one.
Mm.
Spice Girls, Two Become One.
I always thought it meant two hearts become one.
Yeah, I don't
when
know.
When you're eight.
Yeah. I was like, to become one. And then it's, I need some love like I've never needed love before. Want to make love to you, baby. I would sing that song like in my bedroom all the time. And then I'm like, oh my. They're having sex.
They're doing the nasty.
They're really becoming one.
Oh,
with
my
their
God.
Body.
It's something I never occurred to me until I got older, like where I was probably too old to really think about it because you just never really thought about it, was whenever like a song or anybody would say in a song, like, I want to taste you. I always thought it meant like, oh, they want to make out. He wants to taste like the way, like what she tastes like when they kiss, like maybe her chapstick, all that stuff, like all everything that is involved.
Maybe what she ate earlier.
Right. Anything that is involved with a kiss, like the minty flavor with the chapstick or the lipstick. And I just thought that's what it meant. But then as you get older, taste can mean other things.
Oh, wait, sure.
Or, can. Or I'm like, or when I got a little older, I'm like, maybe like, they lick their face or something.
Lick their feet.
That's, yeah. What,
Lick their thighs.
But the Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah song is actually a little dirtier.
Yeah.
So the lines, remember when I moved in you and the holy dove was moving too and every breath we drew was hallelujah. A lot of people think it's like a church song because of the word hallelujah. Tis not.
Maybe some people call doing it going to church.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Bringing it back. Someone writes, Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah is not a Christmas song. It's about Jews having sex.
Oh my gosh.
Since it's almost Christmas music time, I'd like to remind everyone that Hallelujah by Leonard Cohen is about a Jew, is a Jew singing about sex, and it's not related to anything Christian. So also, I guess Leonard Cohen's Jewish?
Yeah, right. I don't know. Also, just the thought of, I've never, and I don't think I will ever say hallelujah when I'm having sex. That would be the weirdest thing. I don't know. I was just trying to picture hallelujah. No, I would never would. And I don't think I've ever had sex with someone who said that, which hopefully isn't, you know, because of what I'm doing. But it's just such a weird thing to say.
Right. And like, it's weird to think, too, like the song was in the movie Shrek.
I wonder if they knew. They probably knew. They were like, okay, this is like a children's movie, but we need
Shrek
some.
Has had a lot of like dirty jokes in it. Like they're not afraid of it.
Well, yeah, and obviously the kids won't know what the song is about. I didn't know until right now.
But yeah, there's even a part where it's like where David played. Now I've heard there's a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord. David, I'm wondering if that has something to do with like the Star of David.
Oh.
That's where the Jewish thing comes from. I don't know. I have no idea. But I love this song, and I always kind of pictured it. I pictured out my own music video for this, too.
Was it two people doing it?
No, it was actually, it was based off, like, a short story or, like, short film I kind of had an idea for. And there's a scene where somebody's trying to help somebody get clean. Like, they were kind of like a rock musician or, like, local or, like, a washed-up one. And they still are trying to live the glory days, but they're not really living the glory days. They're just still doing the same amount of drugs. That's the only thing that stayed consistent. Because there's a part in the song where it's like, your faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof. Her beauty in the moonlight overthrew her, so she tied you to a kitchen chair. You broke her throne, and she cut your hair. And from your lips, she drew the hallelujah. So in my head, I pictured, like, she has done everything for this person that she was in love with or was married to or whatever at one point, and they keep coming back into her life, and she's sick of it because they have not cleaned up their act. So at one point, she, after he's ruined everything for her, she, like, literally straps him to, like, a bed or a chair and lets him withdraw. Like, cuts his hair. It's like, you're not a rock star anymore. You have effed everything up. You need to move on and get clean.
Whoa, so, like, this is an intense music video.
Right. Well, like, it was a short film idea. So the idea would be, like, she cuts his hair, like, while he's withdrawing, like, getting all angry and stuff. She's like, no. Like, I'm breaking.
Get it together.
I am breaking you of this rock star idea that you have, that you think you are. You think you're on top of the world, but you're really not. So you need to break yourself of this and the drug habit.
Damn.
So yeah, that's not very
so
exciting.
The song would be playing during that part.
Yeah. That or that's, or even just have that be the idea of the scene.
Oh.
That's where I come up with scenes in my head.
Oh, this isn't, I'm like, I can picture it in my mind right now. I'm stressed.
One of these days maybe I'll actually start writing and
Yeah. And then if you need an actress, hello, I'm here.
I got you. This one, I'm not surprised, but it's weird because it was in a Disney movie not too long ago. It was in Wreck-It Ralph, and it's Shut Up and Drive by Rihanna.
Oh.
It was such a perfect song for the scene. It's like,
Shut Up and Drive. Mm-hmm.
It was not about Rihanna driving her cool car.
What is it about?
It was about sex. Like, you know, shut up and drive. Hey, let's go. Let's go for a ride, kind of.
Like, drive me?
Yeah.
Oh. What are the other lyrics in it? Do you have that? Because I can't even pick. I can't even know what she says besides shut up and drive. Which I thought she meant drive a car.
I've been looking for a driver who is qualified. So if you think that you're the one, step into my ride.
Okay.
I'm a fine-tuned supersonic speed machine, got a sunroof top and a gangster lead. So if you feel it, let me know. No, come on now. What are you waiting for? My engine's ready to explode.
Oh.
So start me up and watch me go.
Okay, it could still be about a car, guys.
I love it. It could be both. It's like, get you where you want to go, if you know what I mean. Got a ride that's smoother than a limousine. Can you handle the curves? Can you run all the lights? If you can, baby boy, then we can go all night.
Woo! They're just going on a long road trip, okay?
Yeah, that's
They're
because
all
it's
long.
0 to 60 and 3.5. Baby, you got the keys. Now shut up and drive. Drive.
Oh, I like this song better now.
I love that it's both. Like, it could be perfect for both, and that's why it was in a Disney movie.
Yeah, it really could.
This one I have heard before, what it's really about.
Oh, no.
Cake by the Ocean.
Wow, I haven't heard. I mean, I...
You don't know the backstory?
No, it's a newer song, kind of, you know, within
it's
the last
cake
few years.
By the Ocean.
Yeah, that was played at a wedding I was recently at.
I love that song. So apparently, this is from an interview. The inspiration from the song came from listening to German tourists trying to order shots at a bar. And they were trying to describe the name, but it got lost in translation. And it came out as Cake by the Ocean. The drink was actually, they were trying to order with Sex on the Beach.
That's funny.
So it's about sex on the beach, but that's like the code word. Let's have some cake by the ocean.
Oh, so they called it a cake by the ocean shot. Uh-huh. Oh, they were
trying to figure out what how would you say this in English?
Oh,
isn't that cool? I've heard of that.
I didn't hear that. So cake is sex. I like that.
Yeah, cake by the ocean equals sex on the beach. This is based off some photos. You can Google it if you would like. Watermelon sugar.
That's inappropriate, too.
By Harry Styles.
Watermelon sugar.
Whenever I hear sugar, I always assume cocaine. But that's not it. That's not what it is.
Oh. I think of actual sugar.
It's funny because someone writes, my English teacher during an online learning wanted to play that song, but to quote her, I have to check the lyrics. I don't think anyone can be singing about fruit that emphatically. We didn't have the heart to tell her. So he did some pictures. It's like some of y'all still thinking watermelon sugar is not about... oral negotiations.
No.
And there's like pictures of him like holding a watermelon like with like between his legs and him like drinking from a watermelon.
Wait, where's the sugar part? What's the sugar part?
That's
Wait, the watermelon.
Sweetness.
The watermelon is a lady or a dude?
Both.
What? Harry Styles, I'm so confused.
He's a dirty man, but I love him.
Whoa.
Oh, but it also can mean something else, according to Urban Dictionary.
Your face looks so disgusted.
I'm not disgusted. I'm trying to figure out how to phrase this.
Okay, so...
It's about when there's some... When you're hanging out with your boyfriend... When you're hanging out with J-Rubs, and you're doing him a favor...
Uh-huh.
Talking into the microphone, and sometimes... When you're talking into the microphone, you're waiting for the outcome, right?
Yeah.
So this is some of the finished product before the outcome.
Oh, okay.
But that's a term for that stuff.
Watermelon sugar?
That's according to, like, it looks like Urban Dictionary.
I would never call it that. Okay, so you know the song. Do you think it's...
I know I've heard it, and I can only think of watermelon sugar. That's all. I'm like, oh, yeah, this is the watermelon sugar song. That's... all I remember the lyrics of.
Wait, what are the other lyrics? I'm so curious. I honestly thought it was like watermelon and sugar. That's a weird combination because watermelons are always sweet, but I guess sugar is yummy too. Like, I never really thought it was something crazy.
I know. It's like people are like, oh my God, I hear it's about talking to the microphone for a dude or, you know, for a chick. And someone's like, why not both? So I think it's kind of just in general.
I wonder why they name it that. Does anyone say like it tastes like watermelon sugar?
In a recent interview he did with Apple's Music, Zane Lau, in his response when asked the meaning of what it is, he says, everyone kind of figured it out what it was about. It's about the joys of mutually appreciated, quote unquote, talking to my
microphone. OMG, Harry. Oh, you wild.
The person who was interviewing him was saying, he's like, so this is what it is. He's like, is that what it's about? I don't know. And Harry just like kind of gave a sly smile. He just kind of like,
Oh, so, man. Everyone. I feel like that's such a Harry's what? Young, like 20s, probably.
I think he's our age.
No, he's that old.
Well, he's dating Olivia Wilde. He's 28.
OK, he looks really young to me.
I know. I just assumed he. I feel like he was like, yeah, in okay. within our age group, within a couple of years of us. So we would have been in high school with him.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, because Watermelon Sugar feels like such a young kind of song, like college. Mm-hmm. You know, like spring break. Well, it's college.
When did Watermelon Sugar come out? I thought that came out just a couple years ago.
Yeah, just a couple years ago. That's why I'm like, wow, like he's old enough to be talking about these things. But I guess he's 28. So, yeah, he's old enough, Sarah. Like
that came out in 2019. That was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like college. Well, I didn't go to college, but college age was like 10 years ago.
Well, yeah. But that's why I think like, oh, my gosh, they're so young to be talking. But I'm like, he's not that young.
But they were in One Direction, maybe like in college. Yeah. Time. Maybe yeah. That's why you're thinking of that.
Yeah. Oh, that's so weird.
You didn't, like, I just assumed. I saw sugar. I'm like, this cannot be not dirty. This has to be dirty.
Yeah, but you thought it was, like, dirty, like cocaine dirty.
Yeah, like, because I just assumed sugar. But, yeah, no, that's... this one was kind of easy. Mostly because everyone kept joking about it. Can't Feel My Face by The Weeknd.
That's about cocaine, isn't it? Okay, I just recently figured that out.
Can't feel my face when I'm with you. Which is hilarious because it's about his love to cocaine addiction. Got nominated for a 2016 Kids' Choice Award.
Mm-hmm. Was he really addicted?
I don't know if he was addicted, but that's what the song is.
And it's for a kid's choice? Oh, my goodness.
You didn't watch a lot of Disney movies growing up?
No.
Like, especially not the princess ones. Did you ever watch The Hunchback of Notre Dame?
No.
So it was, I remember loving that movie and, like, really loving the character Esmeralda. Fun fact, voiced by Demi Moore.
Oh.
And there's a part which I watched it as an adult a few years back. I'm like, wow, this is really effed up.
Is it? Like, inappropriate?
I don't want to say inappropriate. I just feel like it's more mature than I remember.
Yeah, because you probably didn't catch the maturity.
Okay, so, spoiler if you've never seen The Hunchback of Notre Dame. But the idea is that Frollo is the hunchback, and he lives in the tower. The reason he lives in the tower is because, is it Frollo? I get Frollo and the bad guy confused.
Frollo!
Hold on.
Gosh, how could you get them confused?
It came out in 96.
Woo, we were wee ones.
We were little when this came out. I remember we had, I think we still have the VHS somewhere.
You'll watch it with your brother, both of them.
I do not plan on watching this.
Oh.
With my brother. Yeah, Frollo, because it was Quasimodo was the hunchback. Duh. I'm an idiot.
Duh,
Vicky. So this is around the time where like there was the Catholic Church had a war against the gypsy people, and his mother was a gypsy, and she has this baby and she's running away, and in the like she thinks she stole something.
Okay.
So Frollo, the bad guy, is chasing her, and he like pulls whatever she stole away, and she hits her head and dies.
Oh.
And so when he looks, like, oh, it's a baby. It's not. She didn't steal something, and the baby's hideous, and it was the hunchback, right? And he was gonna just drown it, and then like the angels, he was told, no, don't drown it. You're a man of God, because I forget what he was in the church or whatever. So he decides to raise it, but he was too ugly to be seen by other people. So he just raised him in the tower. In Notre Dame, right?
Okay, yeah.
So he lived out his whole grown life, never letting him go see any of the people. And so it kind of starts off where, like, he kind of escapes into where they have, like, this big masquerade where everyone's wearing masks. He's like, oh, I can sneak in here and I want to go meet with the people. Very much like the Little Mermaid.
Oh.
But Esmeralda, who's the main female character in this, like, he kind of has feelings for her. And she's very much, like, fighting for justice. Like, even though she's a gypsy performer, she wants to fight for her people. And it's a very... she's a very powerful character in that sense, but the church doesn't like that. So Frollo realizes that because she's so beautiful and so, like, sexy, he is attracted to her, which, like, is awful. Like, she's making me horny, basically. Oh. Is what the he starts singing a song. He's a bad guy singing a song about how horny this character is making. And so in the song, he decides she will either marry me and be with me, or I will kill her because she's making me horny.
Oh, wow. That seems reasonable.
Oh, yeah. So this is the song Like Fire. And it was actually, I remember really liking the song, like, because of the, because it was very Renaissance vibe. I don't know. I can't really explain it. Yeah. Like, dark. It's like hellfire, this fire in my skin, this burning desire. It's turning me to sin. It's not my fault. I'm not to blame. It's the gypsy girl, the witch who sent me this flame. It's not my fault. If in God's plan, he made the devil so much stronger than a man. Like, he was blaming her for him being horny. Right? And so at the end, like, she had, like, they were trying to burn her at the stake. Like, oh. It's all kinds of weird. Like, when I think back to it, I'm like, yeah, I watched that growing up. I knew he, like, liked her, but I didn't realize that he was talking about being horny, not, like,
yeah,
being in love with her, I guess.
Yeah. Well, even still being in love, and it's like, you must be with me or I'll kill you.
Yeah. Like, that wasn't the... Like, I caught that. I didn't catch the other one. So if you never watched Hot Shit Back in Notre Dame, you should give it a shot.
It's oh, should
Disney
I?
Disney Plus. There's a lot of actually really good actors in it. Madonna's Like a Prayer. I don't actually remember any of the lyrics. Someone says, Madonna's Like a Prayer. I grew up Catholic and people used to play it unaware. And when I got older, it seemed pretty obvious that it was about oral negotiations.
Wow, everyone's doing songs about that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just keep singing Like a Virgin in my head. But I know it's like...
Exactly.
Yeah.
Madonna had thriving on controversy, but I don't think there's any as disconcerting as in the 1989 song Like a Prayer that drew condemnation from all sectors, including the Vatican. I mean, how do you combine love, religion, and oral negotiations in one song?
I mean, it sounds like she did it. And it was a success.
I don't know this thing. This was back in 1954.
Damn.
It's a jazz singer, Big Joe Turner. The song is called Shake, Rattle, and Roll.
Oh, shake, rattle, and roll.
Oh, okay. Yeah, now I do know that.
I'm pretty sure I've done a dance or two to that.
Here's the verse.
Uh-oh.
I'm like a one-eyed cat peeping in a seafood store. I'm like a one-eyed cat peeping in a seafood store. Well, I can look at you and tell you, you ain't no child no more.
Oh! I just hate that entire verse. I hate one eye. I hate seafood. I hate your child. Oh, God.
Yeah. It says highly sexual at the time. The lyrics were changed when Bill Haley recorded the song 5 months later.
Oh, thank God. Okay, it only took 5 months to change at least. Jeez. That's weird. I don't like it when they call the thing a one-eyed thing. That's
like
so...
a one-eyed snake.
Oh, yeah. No. It gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Don't know this song because it's not the main song by Meatloaf, but Paradise by the Dashboard Light.
Mm. Rev would know it.
Right. It's like, I grew up listening to Meatloaf a lot because my dad played it in the car on every car ride. One of my favorite songs was Paradise by the Dashboard Lights. Paradise by the Dashboard Lights. My oh-so innocent child mind did not pick up on the meaning of the lyrics until I rediscovered the song about a month ago. I guess this one's not so innocent. The song is blatantly about having sex in a car, and I just never realized it when I was a kid.
Oh.
Okay. Paradise by the Dashboard Lights.
Yeah.
That's a cool term for it. It's kind of like cake by the ocean.
Yeah, right? Oh, I kind of like that.
Sledgehammer by Peter Gabriel. I was 38 when I realized Peter Gabriel's Sledgehammer is about sex. And if you want to confess your adult realizations about pop culture from your childhood, I'm here for it.
Is that what he nicknamed his...
I guess. I
would assume. A sledgehammer.
I would assume. And then this one, you would definitely know this song. Whistle by Flo Rida.
Oh, yeah.
It's like me when I was 7 singing, can you blow my whistle, baby?
Yeah. You know, I still always picture a whistle. I know it's not. Like a lifeguard whistle, you know?
Yeah.
Can you blow it for me? like, just, yeah, whatever. You guys are so naughty. Get your minds out of the gutters, okay?
It's Sarah saying this, by the way.
Right? All these songs. Oh, my gosh. Watermelon sugar, cake by the ocean. I'm just a dumbass. I just am like, oh, you're at a picnic and there's some watermelon, but it's not sweet enough, so you're going to put some sugar on it. Makes sense. Oh, you want some cake? Oh, there's an ocean. Let's eat some cake. But, you know, I don't think too deeply into them.
So I went in and started saying, like, what other songs are there out there that we didn't really think about? So I'll just run down. They did on the BuzzFeed one, they did write Barbie Girl.
Yes. Yep.
Do you know London Bridge by Fergie?
Yeah.
It's like, how come every time you come around, my London Bridge want to go down?
Does that mean her panties?
I guess. Or unless the London Bridge is the sex position. It's like the Eiffel Tower.
Oh, hello. Damn. Wow. If you come around and she always wants to do that, that's impressive on your part.
This one's stupid because we knew this was bad even as a kid. The Bad Touch by the Bloodhound Gang.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, the lyrics are very...
So put your hands down my pants and I'll bet you feel nuts.
Dude, I used to love that song.
I still do. And then we can do it doggy style so we can watch X-Files.
We are so entertained by this.
I didn't hear that until, like, I think I was, like, late middle school, early high school. So I had some idea.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's very, like, in your face. That song.
This one, I kind of assumed it was dirty because it sounded like sexy, but you could have just assumed. Genie in a Bottle by Christina Aguilera. Gotta Rub Me the Right Way.
Oh, I mean, her music video is very sexy.
Right.
But I probably never knew really what it meant, you know? I'm like, oh, you want a wish.
No Diggity by Blackstreet.
Oh, I see. I don't know that one. I mean, I know the song, but...
I like the way you work it. No diggity. I gotta bag it up. Gotta get a condom.
Oh, I thought it always says I gotta back it up. Like, back my ass up.
I thought so, too, until just now. gotta bag it up.
Oh, wow. My goodness. Yeah, that's inappropriate. And also, like, if you ever say to someone, I'm gonna go bag it up, that is not sexy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's not
a cute term.
No. I don't really know what a cute term is, because now thinking about it, like, wrap my willy, that's not a cute one either. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, put a condom on, that's not sexy. Mm.
Safe sex is sexy sex.
Okay, yes, you're right.
Yes.
You're right. Those phrases are all sexy.
Right, To Become One by the Spice Girls.
Oh, it's on there. Yes.
Grease, Lightning from Grease.
Oh, Grease Lightning.
You are supreme. The chicks will cream for Grease Lightning.
That's what they said?
My parents let me prance around at 7 years old singing the Grease soundtrack, which was filthy, nasty.
Yeah, but if you think about it, if you try to stop your 7-year-old, they're just going to ask why. And then you're like, do I want to? How do I explain? No, you're 7. Keep singing it. It's fine.
I know I knew this next one, but I don't remember what it's supposed to mean.
Oh.
It's the If You Seek Amy.
Oh, F-U. Okay.
Oh, that's it.
Yes,
that's it.
Yes. I love that song. I never understood that for a while, too. Someone had to, like, spell it out for me, literally.
Yep, I think that was what happened. Oops. That's what happened with me, too. Someone had to spell it out.
Yeah.
Now I get it. Love Game by Lady Gaga. Let's have some fun. This beat is sick. I want to take a ride on
your disco stick.
Duh. I just assumed.
I love that.
Side by Side by Ariana Grande featuring Nicki Minaj. And boy, got me walking side to side.
Oh.
She can't walk straight because it was good.
Side to side.
I do love a while back, though, in 2017, BuzzFeed came out with 69 songs you didn't realize were actually about sex. I just have to give credit for that. Some of these I don't know myself too very well. Sweet Caroline? Oh, that makes sense.
Sweet Caroline. That song?
Touching me, touching you. Good times never felt so good.
So good.
So good.
It's so weird that they sing that, like, at, I think, the, like, Red Sox games. For the 7th inning stretch.
I mean, it's one of that game, there's so many songs that are
sexy.
Dirty from back in the day that are now just okay.
Same. Well, I guess now too. Watermelon sugar. I still can't get over it. I literally cannot get over that, you guys.
Dirty. So apparently Don't Stop Me Now by Queen is dirty.
Really?
They didn't give an example to why. They just said it was dirty. Like, they just felt they used it in a music video in high school. And so they're like, what? How was I allowed to do that?
Oh. Mm. I feel like everything's probably dirty. All songs are probably just secretly sexy.
Let's see what else we got. Little Red Corvette by Prince. I guess what? I must be dumb because you had a pocket full of horses, Trojan, and some of them used.
You have used condoms in your pocket? Is that what they're saying?
At least they're not littering.
Ew! Oh, no!
Gross.
Vicky's got some used condoms in her purse right now. That's why it's always wet.
It's only... I didn't want to clean up after. I'm by myself. Live While You're Young by One Direction.
What? One Direction?
When I was little, I thought the line was, tonight, let's get some, meant that they were getting hugs.
Aww. That's cute.
This one, I'm not surprised. Your body's a wonderland. I just assumed.
Your body's a wonderland.
It's like, in my defense, my 10-year-old self thought he was singing Nevada's a wonderland and pronouncing Nevada, Nevada, or I don't know.
I used to love John Mayer. I'm not even going to lie.
I mean, he's a still good-looking man.
And I just loved his, like, weird voice. It's very, you can tell when it's him. Yeah. Yeah.
Digital Get Down. I don't remember this NSYNC song.
I don't either.
I don't know. But there's lyrics that say, I get so excited when I'm watching, girl. I can't wait to see you touch your body, girl.
Oh, NSYNC! We probably sang those lyrics.
Fergie-licious by Fergie. Oh, I had no idea that she was talking about talking into the microphone.
Your body stay vicious.
Cake by the Ocean by... Is it... How do you pronounce the band name? Is it DNC or Dance or...
Oh, I don't know. I always thought it was the Jonas Brothers.
Well, I think it's Jonas Brothers in it, but it's the band they made.
Oh, yeah. I think Joe Jonas is in it, but I don't know.
Anyway, DNC. But that song.
Cake by the Ocean.
Like, apparently there's a song called Banana Pancakes by Jack Johnson, and it doesn't say why it's dirty. So I'm trying to figure that out, because I'm curious. Banana pancakes.
Well, some...
Oh, okay.
Do they put banana on her chest? Bananas on her chest? Because some people call their... If they are flat-chested, pancakes, right?
I think if they're flat-chested and flappy.
Oh.
That visual that you guys
that
don't get.
Visual. I don't know if you guys want it, to be honest.
No, you really don't. Banana pancakes. Something you eat for breakfast when you want bananas and pancakes is the legit definition, is what Urban Dictionary says. But according to Jack Johnson, they are what you eat when it's raining and you wake up slow. But then somebody else says it's about morning sex. And you just want to laze around all day and shirk your responsibilities.
And I guess you could call the dudes a package, right? I mean, a banana.
And then the pancakes. I don't know.
Pancakes are the flat chests. The pancakes.
Yeah, I'm trying to see if there's... Save a horse, ride a cowboy. Duh.
Oh, yeah, duh.
Lala by Ashley Simpson. Where you
you make me wanna lala in the kitchen on the floor. Be your French maid when I'll meet you at the door.
That's dirty.
I used to on repeat, blasting it in my RAM. I used to love that song.
This one I knew, even in middle school, like, even though I didn't understand sex very well, I knew this was about sex. It Wasn't Me by Shaggy. It wasn't me.
Oh.
They were banging on the bathroom door.
Wow, I don't even... Yeah, I mean, because he's basically
talking
together.
Yeah, they were talking about, like, all the places he was caught having sex.
Oh, like by someone, or was he cheating on someone?
He was cheating on somebody, okay. And every time he's like, "It wasn't me."
Got it.
Yeah, like, "Oh, I wasn't really doing these things." Summer 69 by Bryan Adams. I feel like, duh.
I mean, just that name.
Like, we got Shut Up and Drive Again by Rihanna. Rude Boy by Rihanna.
Come here, rude boy king. Oh, yeah.
I knew that, duh.
You did. Okay, once I finally sing it, I put it together, but... Yeah, that's pretty obvious. If you don't know the rest of the lyrics, go look it up.
This one, I Kissed a Girl.
And I liked it. That's kind of like nice, though. Mm-hmm. Like a fun, like, not too crazy.
I mean, this person's just kind of... Where did she kiss the girl is what this person's implying.
It's what? On her lips.
I mean, she was wearing cherry chapstick. Anyways, Gasolina by Daddy Yankee.
Gasolina.
Namas gasolina.
That's one of the songs I have no idea what they're saying except for gasolina.
Yeah. It's like he says, I love, like, a mí me gusta la gasolina. I love the gasoline. Like, I love gasoline. And then they say, give me more gasoline. So I'm guessing gasoline.
Is gasoline a person or a thing?
I'm assuming they mean, I think they just mean it's sex, I guess.
Oh, I really thought they're at the gas station getting some gasolina.
That's what I always say. It's like, you know, my comments always were for this song is the fact that rappers and singers like to sing about all the wealthy things they have, like their fancy cars and houses and like jewelry. This is another expensive thing.
Get all the gasolina. Yeah, I just kind of pictured like a car and all them outside of a gas station just pumping gas in their fancy car. Right.
They say, of course, Spanish for gasoline. And the single's entirely in Spanish. Literally translates, she likes gasoline, but they do have sexual overtones. So it's like, I want more gasoline. It can mean something else.
Oh. That's also another thing that, like, never say that in bed. That's weird.
There is a term. I can't say it. In Spanish.
So, inappropriate.
Yes. So they have these books called, like, dirty words or whatever, and they have different languages. So Japanese, French, German, Spanish. And it's, they're meant for if you already have like an understanding of the language.
Oh, okay.
Because you're not, when you go to like learn a language, they're not going to teach you the dirty stuff, right?
Yeah, no.
So I had gotten the dirty, I was dating a guy, and anytime I date a guy that's like official boyfriend, they're all like, I want to learn Spanish. Okay.
Yeah.
Go for it. They never do. They never try.
Are you the bad teacher or are they a bad learner?
Yeah, both? I guess both. But I also haven't had like a
you
serious
guys
boyfriend
just
in forever.
End up making out anyway.
No, but this one guy actually bought the book because he had learned a little bit of Spanish in high school and I think in college. So I was trying to help him, and he bought the book because he's like, "Oh, this was fun." And he ended up keeping it after we broke up. I forgot to get it back from him.
Bitch.
But the cool thing with the Spanish one is that they tell you the different versions depending on where you're at.
Oh, right, because it changes.
Yeah, so it'd be like if you had the dirty words English, you would say, you know, what is it? Slogging means like making out or whatever in England.
Okay.
Or something like that. You know, knickers means panties.
Yeah.
That sort of thing. So they did it by region too. So like in Mexico, you would say this. In Spain, you would say it this way. But they go from like asking for like, hey, how do I ask for drugs? Or how do I...
oh my gosh.
Like what are sexy things you can say in bed?
Yes.
And so one thing I learned, I was like, oh no. When you're asking your partner, your male partner, to finish the exercise.
Okay.
And do what they do when they finish the exercise. And you're saying, I would like you to finish your exercise with given proof, right? The term translates, that stuff is called milk.
Oh,
and so you're literally saying, give me this. So when I read that, I'm like, no! No!
In Spanish, it is?
Uh-huh.
Oh, no, they're not a cow.
No, I was like, I'm not. If I ever date a guy who speaks Spanish, I'm not saying that.
No.
No.
Oh, yeah, because you've never dated a guy that, like, speaks Spanish, so you guys, like, don't really, like, speak Spanish together.
But that'd be so weird. I've dated or hooked up with guys that probably that are Mexican or Latino, but I don't think they knew Spanish fluently.
Yeah, or if they did, it didn't come like, out in bed.
I did hook up with a German dude, and I did not like the way he talked dirty in English. So I made him talk dirty in German.
You like that better?
Well, because his English, when he spoke English, he sounded like very young.
Oh.
Like teenager-y.
Weird.
And he was already a skinny guy, so it's just like, I'm not feeling this. I'm like, hey, you should speak German to me, and I'll speak Spanish. So we did that.
Oh, weird. You guys had no idea what each other were saying.
So all I know, like, for all I knew, he was saying, you know.
This wallpaper is nice.
Right? Exactly.
Did you say something weird? Do you remember?
No,
at all?
I didn't.
Oh man, I wish you would have. And, like low key, what if he did know Spanish?
Well, like I was trying to like get into it, and because the voice kind of put me out of it, because he sounded so like, oh, I don't like this.
Yeah, but then once he spoke German,
I
that
was just like,
you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I have a thing for German.
So okay.
German, like the German, even like when a man speaks German, like English in a German accent,
you're all about it.
Except he was very like he was in his 20s too, so it's like what I was like. We were both in our 20s, so I don't. I was probably expecting like Rammstein German. Like,
yeah.
Or even like, I even sometimes dig a Russian accent, but I really love Irish and British.
You're Scottish. All about that accent life.
Oh, I think it's so sexy, especially Irish. I think Irish is my number one.
That's why you want to go to Ireland.
Yeah. find all the dudes.
Just hear them talk.
Mm-hmm. Anywho, is there a song that you guys did not know was dirty until you got older? Sarah's still mind blown.
Yes, please tell us, even though I cannot believe.
Watermelon Sugar.
Oh my God! I hear it on this radio and it's, I don't know. I feel like it's such a summer tune too, so I feel like it's going to be like out the summer, like hello, like people are going to be blasting it.
Are you still going to be able to enjoy it though? Or is your mind blown too much that you don't know?
I don't even really know how much I enjoyed it before.
Fair.
I just was like, I'm just shocked now. Now instead of picturing like literally a watermelon and sugar, I'm going to be picturing all of these other different things now with Harry Styles, which is weird for me to even picture because I thought he was like young and I'm just, oh my God.
Honestly though, if you're going to have watermelon, put some salt on it.
That sounds bomb actually.
Yeah, that's how we eat it.
Watermelon salt, yeah.
That's like with some tequila.
Ooh.
I just made your summer.
All right, okay. I like the song now.
There you go. Yeah, we want to hear what you guys didn't know was dirty. Or it could even be like a movie or anything else.
Yes.
Like a line from a TV show. That and what were we talking about earlier?
Oh, our freebies.
Oh, yeah. I want to hear her hall passes.
Yeah, your hall pass.
And, you know, maybe you did have a hall pass and that got conquered. Oh, I don't know. I don't know many people that have conquered their hall pass.
Oh, my gosh. If you have, please let us know. And, like, did your significant other like it? Or was she jealous?
Of it.
Yeah.
Well, we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.